This is the Arcane Dice Podcast.
Deep below the city of Waterdeep lies the Ender Mountain, home of forgotten civilizations. Levels upon levels filled with monstrosities, madness, violence, and riches beyond belief. Home to Halaster Blackcloak, the Mad Mage. Those who enter are subjected to his whims and fancies, be they boon or bane. It's one gold for the ride down. How many are lucky enough to pay to come back up? The Arcane Dice Podcast presents Dungeon Crawl, Legacy of the Mad Mage.
Like not a crack, but like a like a hard reset, like two solid pieces just getting
knocked back in the shape
together.
Yeah, well, that's the best.
All right, well, welcome back.
Welcome back. We're all here.
Hey, welcome back. Long time no see, everyone. Hope everybody got a good week.
It's been a fucking week. Yeah.
Feels like it's been forever.
Forever. Apparently, it's a quick episode tonight. Raf has higher commitments later on.
Things to do.
Way off in Ontario. For shame.
Someone's just not committed.
How dare I?
Yeah. Are you there for much longer now, or are you getting close to wrapping this shit up?
First week of December, I'll be back at some point.
Maybe if the flights go through,
right?
Gotta.
Yeah.
All of the flights for like the next 3 weeks to and from Ontario are going to be the smoothest they have ever been.
Hey, I'm going to be in Ontario the last week of November.
Yeah.
Apparently, we're all just going to Ontario.
I don't know why. I don't recommend it.
I am not.
Yeah, I went there. Didn't much care for it.
No, did not like.
I'm going for work.
Although I am going there in March. So
I'm excited to see Niagara. It's like 45 minutes from where we're at. So you know, never been. No opinions.
Morley's going to go teach in March. Also. Or assess.
I'm going to do evaluations. Yes.
Ah. So not teach, evaluate.
No. Well, kind of teach. I like to. So when we do our evaluations, there's EOs and POs, and you get a couple of like hot takes on it first before you actually get like thrown in the breach to figure out, you know, what's the testing criteria like? What's like a typical duty shift supposed to be? So there'll be a couple of opportunities for me to like monitor and mentor and give them some strongly held suggestions.
Yeah.
So what not to do.
Yeah. And again, coming from the operator side, I recommend actually whipping them with a cat of nine tails made out of cat five. If they demand coffee.
Yes. Right.
Coffee?
Yeah.
If they want coffee.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an officer course. There will be much coffees. And then there will be people that will like, oh, I'll bring in my own like little special blend. I got like these, you know, custom beans and yeah, there's a whole bunch of that.
Yeah, but
yeah, but like if people are particular about what kind of coffee they drink and they're like, you know what, I'm going to bring in my own shit. I'm going to make it myself. Who cares?
Well, no. It's more because in the situation they're in, usually the officer comes up, oh, how come the coffee hasn't been made yet? Where's the coffee? Right. And, you know, as an operator, as someone who's running the CP, that's like, I drink a lot of coffee, but it is still low on the priority scale, right? Like, you yep. come demanding coffee from
officers
me,
can fucking make
you
coffee.
Can make a fucking pot yeah. of coffee, right?
Or wandering into the CP and being like, garbages are getting a little full.
Yeah.
Take it right? out.
Well, then I guess you can take it out. Yeah. Thank you for identifying that.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I love doing that. The look on their face is always hilarious.
You don't look strong enough to lift that garbage.
Sounds like, A, you have identified a problem, and B, you don't have anything to do right now, so you
can... You got time to wander around and do that, then, yeah, you got time to take it to the garbage bin.
You have time to come and tell me that the garbages are full. You can take the garbage out.
Right?
Wow. So what I'm hearing is officers sound like a bunch of teenagers. Oh, yeah.
I mean, some of them fucking are.
Entitled would be the word I think you're looking for. But regardless, hey, I think we were climbing a wall last time we were here.
Well, you hadn't actually started climbing it, but yes, you were all up.
Well, I think we were figuring
all
out
up around there. Yeah.
The ladder of standing on shoulders things. So,
right?
Are we gonna do all three, and then Ranarat's gonna climb us, or is it just gonna be Chitauri is getting on my shoulders, and then Ranarat's climbing to the top of that?
I think that's what we were doing.
No, I do also have a grappling hook.
I was doing.
I have 150 feet of hemp and rope.
Well, I've got 50 feet of hemp and rope with a grappling hook. I don't need the other 150 feet, but
yeah.
Would you like to have that as a safety?
I'm going
to
make sure Balassus is in a safe position before anybody climbs me, though, so he's not going to get stepped on.
I mean, why don't I climb you two, and then with the grappling hook, I can set it so that we can just use the rope to climb. So
I think you said that the wall is 20 feet.
20 feet.
So with the three of us, even if it's 6 feet by 6 feet plus your 3 feet, that's only getting us 15 feet. So that's five feet above you. So if we throw the grappling hook.
That's what I mean. Is I can throw the grappling hook 6 feet.
But what I'm saying is we throw it before you go up because it doesn't take much to throw a grappling hook over a 20-foot wall. Sure. So you get it to hook on something, and then you have an assist for getting up. So you've got hopefully advantage for climbing.
How much does a goblin weigh?
3 feet worth?
Not very much. Okay, so are you tying the rope to the sleight of hand, or to the grappling hook?
Yes,
that's usually where ropes are tied to, yeah.
Just throw the hook over the wall.
Who's throwing rope?
I'll tie it.
There you go.
Okay, what's your sleight of hand bonus?
My sleight of hand bonus is +5.
+5. All right.
Okay, I tie it.
All right. Yeah. All right. Harumph goes over and plants himself against the wall. Hold on.
Are you going to throw the hook?
Before we throw it,
that was tying the rope.
I can just mage hand it up to the top of the wall.
I don't see how that's any different, but...
Because one guarantee is, like, a good placement, and the other is, like...
How? You can't see over the top of the wall with your mage hand.
Just goes up to the edge and just...
You usually want to go past the top edge. That's how those guys work.
Like that.
You just want to hook it over. So anyway, you want to throw it or mage hand it?
Oh, fuck it. Let Corey mage hand it. Fucking, she's got a...
Well, I mean, I'm already fucking here, so I might as well. What do you think? Like, up there between, like, the two of the stones, like, that would give us some good cover. And I'll just, like, have it slowly go up a little bit.
All right.
About there? Does that look about
good? What's your arcana bonus?
Everybody in agreement? Okay. What's my arcana bonus? It's like a +4. I'm like really good at this, Dave.
Is it a +4?
Okay. It is.
You hook the grappling hook up onto the battlement.
Onto the battlement.
All right. Well, there you go. So now that it is up there? How the fuck do we get up
there? All right. So what is your plan? Your plan is to do a human ladder?
For Ranarat, yes.
Okay, so who's on the bottom?
Harumph.
Okay. Who's going on top of Harumph?
Chitauri.
Chitauri.
Yeah?
Is it Chitauri? All right. Chitauri, roll me a acrobatics check.
Do we need all three of us for Ranarat to be able to crawl up again?
Well, there's a rope.
That gets her up 12 feet, and there's a rope, so.
Fair.
Sorry.
Okay, 16 with plus 2 is 18.
Okay, so you you scramble up. Harumph standing on his shoulders. Who's going up? Ranarat's going to climb up. All right.
Yep.
Roll me an acrobatics check.
Um, 16 plus
2
is
18. Nice. Okay, 18. So you pull yourself, first climbing up Harumph and Chitauri, then finishing off the rest of the way, hand over hand with the rope on the grappling hook, and you find yourself on top of the battlement. To the northwest is some roughly carved stairs going down.
Do I have a clear sight of the winch that raises the portcullis?
No, because you're on top of the battlement.
Oh. Okay, well then. I'm going to pull the rope up.
All right.
Throw it over on the other side.
Well, you can go down the, rope. There's some stairs to the northwest.
I don't trust it, Dave. I don't trust the stairs.
You don't trust the stairs.
No, it's too convenient.
That's a wise goblin right there. Goblin.
Okay. So you're going to throw the rope over the other side?
Yeah.
And climb down?
And make sure the hook is embedded well.
Okay. All right. You you climb down. You find yourself in a tunnel. Like I said, there were stairs along the way. And there is the winch for the portcullis in this tunnel as well.
I would like to open the portcullis.
All right, roll me a strength check.
Ooh.
Can Corey assist with me, Chad?
That is a 7.
7.
On.
Oh, no. All right, it's a little tight. It hasn't been winched in quite a while, but you do manage to raise the portcullis.
Portcullis. Is there any way to break that thing to make sure that, or not break it, like, is there a break for it to make sure that it doesn't pop open?
It blocks.
Okay. Is there anything like a post or a down tree or something that I can wedge under the portcullis as well, to just as a backup?
I mean, not so much maybe a down tree. I mean, you're not finding like a 20 foot tall or long tree or anything.
Harumph asks Ranarat for one of the pitons from the downed halfling's pack. Can I have one of the pitons?
Yep.
And I'm going to take my hammer and pound that in behind, up the edge of the portcullis lip or edge against the wall to hopefully keep it in place.
That's 20-some feet in there.
No, I can just hit the fucking into the wall, right? They're literally designed for hammering in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but, I mean, so it would still drop, like, 15
feet. It will, but at least it'll stop at that thing.
Hopefully.
Oh, well, yeah. No guarantees, but
I mean, physics and all that. But, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but it's amazing how, you have a giant grocery cart that can be stopped by a single little pebble that gets in its way while you're pushing through the grocery store.
All right.
Anyways, Harumph is going to join Ranarat inside the and take a look around. Right. You coming? We're listening for the howling, moaning, something.
Right.
Is it getting louder?
It is a little louder, yes.
You guys coming or?
Yes, sorry, making notes.
Okay. I was like, I don't know if I wanna like go into the eerie place because like the nice sunny is, you know, nice and
yes,
sunny.
Yes, it's not nice and sunny in here.
Okay, so basically leave all of our quick exits open so that we can bamf the fuck out if we need to.
I'll follow the group, but yeah, I'll fire up some dancing lights just so I'm illuminated.
What can we see here?
Dancing.
Give me a second here.
Lights.
All right. You see a tunnel.
You see a tunnel.
It seems to tunnel along.
Corey, you said that ghosts can't fight, correct?
I mean, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm like 110% sure. So, yeah, you're probably fine.
I think your math is off, but I'll go with it. And Harumph is going to slowly and cautiously make his way.
Okay. That happens.
We've come to a corner, it appears.
Yes, you come to a corner.
Do we hear or see anything weird? Or is the sound reverberating off the walls and making it hard to pick up a direction?
It's persistent. You can still hear it. It's coming down the hallway more. And then there are two, looks like
corners.
Well, it looks like it opens into a room, to the,
south,
north and south.
Well, we're only at the first corner so far. So right. You said it goes into a room.
Right, so there's like a cavern to the strict north and there's a cavern to the south.
Well, Harumph has moved towards the south.
All right.
Ranarat. Psst. Come up here, little eyes.
Okay. I didn't expect you guys to join you.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Surprise, motherfucker.
So, yeah, you see, it's... What is the... So, yeah, it's just a cave. And again, okay. that sound comes from the carrying on from the east.
From the east?
West. It carries on down the whatever.
So it's not coming from here?
No.
Okay, well, I'll carry it back up to here and check if it's coming from this room.
No. So let me open up these, so you can see the caves. All right.
All right. Well, nothing in those. We see nothing. Gonna perception check or?
yeah, roll me your perception check.
All right. That's a 13 plus perception plus 4, so 17.
17.
And I'm at the north room, and Renrat's still at the south, it appears. right now all we see is Renaret's
blood. Okay. It looks like a cloak is laying in the corner of this this cavern.
Cloak. Yeah. Didn't we fight creatures that look like cloaks before?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I mean, that does kind of sound like something that we would have done, but...
I could swear.
I don't know, maybe not down here.
I could swear we fought something that was cloaky-like.
I mean...
Renaret's saying something, but they're muted, so...
I mean, the three of us, we have, like, fought an electric glowing, like, skull once before, but that was well before you.
How do you get from cloak to glowing
skull? I'm just saying that we've had to throw down and, like, dust up our knuckles a couple of times on some weird shit. So, I mean, it's very possible that we had to fight clothes. I think we fought a frying pan once.
It's true, you did fight a frying pan.
How completely confused about what he was just doing.
Right?
So he's just going to wander over and grab the cloak.
See what's under. Okay. You can grab the cloak. As you grab the cloak, it twists in your hand, and it's going to bite you.
I told you!
Missing with a bite, and then lashing out with its tail.
Oh, shit.
What kind of a cloak has a tail? What is this nonsense?
Right? Why is it not? Oh, plus with a 3, so a 23 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Yeah. Okay, so that does 5, 6, 7. What is it? Plus? I'm sorry. It's fucking just horrible. So that's 8 points of slashing damage, and everybody roll initiative.
Yay! Don't need that one.
Why are you cheering? Fuck. To initiative to save my life these days.
Right?
Well, I have you beat.
17.
I rolled a 6 and I have a +2, so 8. Sorry, Chitauri. I'm going to cut you off there.
No, it's okay. Me thinks I stole Raph's rolling mojo because I rolled an 18 and I have a +2, so that's
funny. Yes!
All right, Harumph?
I rolled a 6 and I have a +2, so 8.
8 and Corey.
Corey rolled a 1, and she's got a -1, so Corey's got a 0. So I'm gonna sit this one out. I'll just be.
You're gonna sit here. This one out, right?
Well, just at the bottom of the line. That's all.
No, I'm a 0. Like I have no initiative.
That's not how that works. This is just a roll for where you fall in the position.
Just don't want to fight.
Corey just takes a nap.
You look like you got this.
Your frying pan is trying to kill me.
Right.
And it looks like a cloak. Grab this thing by the tail and smash it against the fucking wall.
You are surrounded by 3 cloakers.
3? Said there was 1.
Mm-hmm. And now there are 3. Ranrat's there. Chitauri and Corey are down there. Okay. Chitauri. That usually doesn't happen. Top of the round. What are you going to do? A scream. Scream, bellow, I don't know. Something comes from the hallway down.
Cloakers.
Right?
Yeah, weird cloaky thing.
It's a frying pan shaped like a cloak.
Yeah.
Right?
With a tail.
Are they particularly charming or frightening? What is happening to Matt's screen? Oh, no, it's gone.
He's there, and then he's gone, and he's like back again. Are
super charming or frightening cloak?
What's that?
Are they?
You can't tell.
Can I tell if they're, like, charming or frightening?
No, you can't tell.
I guess I'm gonna run up to my friend who just screamed because I don't know what's 10, happening.
15, 20, yeah, 25 feet. You can...
This way?
You can see him. You can see that Harumph is surrounded by three creatures.
Three creatures.
Great. And that was just my movement. Give me a second. I am never prepared to be first, guys.
Right?
Character sheet not open.
My character sheet was open this time.
She just doesn't know what to do.
Things.
These are not humanoid. They are
not humanoid.
I mean, it looks like a piece of clothing.
With teeth and a tail.
Kind of humanoid?
Nothing like a frying pan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nothing like a frying pan.
I mean, to be fair, though, if it can look like a cloak, it can probably try and look like a fucking frying pan.
Right?
I'm gonna sing a charming song. Right. Oh, doodaday, that I can only attach to one because that's how high my spell slots go. This one.
Which one?
Corner.
That this one? Okay.
Yep. Needs to make a wisdom saving
needs
throw.
Needs to make. Okay.
Spell slot to beat is, or spell DC to beat is 14. I attempt to charm a creature I can see within range. It must make a wisdom saving throw, and if it does so, and it does so with advantage. Sorry. You have advantage to a wisdom saving throw if you and your companions are fighting. Mm. Yep. If it fails its saving throw, it is charmed by you until the spell ends or until you or your companions do anything harmful to it. The charmed creature is friendly to you, and when the spell ends, the creature knows it was charmed by you.
Oh, so you're rolling charm.
Yeah. Charm monster, yeah.
Well, the charm creature's rolling.
Charmander?
Okay. And you're targeting that one. You're physically... Yep. Okay. All right. So it will not attack you.
Great.
That's what the charm does, right?
No.
Yeah, it makes it
friendly to all you and your allies.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Nice. Okay.
Only there was a way that we could identify it.
Ranarat.
Well, Ranarat is going to run into here.
Mm-hmm.
As I go by Chitauri, I'm going to give a little bit of a, what the fuck?
Right.
Does Chitauri say anything that she may have been successful on her belly spell?
I'd
have seen her casting it. Chitauri, do I have any indication that you've cast a spell?
Anything?
I mean, I'm a bard, and all of my spells are musical songs, so I feel like it would have been like, you will be my friend, you will be my friend, we're going to be best friends, we're best friends now, you can't fight me. So I feel like the indication of if it passed or not would be like,
okay,
you were listening to me ravenously sing.
If I roll a 10 or lower, I don't know. If I roll a 10 or higher, I do.
Okay.
I like that.
18. All right. So I know that one is, that one is charmed.
You had said 10 or lower or 10 or higher. So if you had rolled a 10, you would have both known and not known.
Exactly. I would have crossed that bridge when I got to it.
The first cat of monsters. All right,
I'm going to twin a firebolt and cast it at these two.
Oh, shit.
All right.
So I got, that one did not hit. I can never remember my spell cast. Six. So the first one, the bottom one is an 11. And the next one over is an 18.
Okay. So one hits and one misses.
Okay. 2d6, so 7. Ooh, 7 and 10. 17 damage on this guy up here.
And which guy?
For Firebolt, it's 2d10, dude. Not 2d6.
I know. I rolled 2d10.
Oh, you said 2d6.
Well, I may have said that, but I grabbed my d10, so.
Seven. Yeah.
So how much? I got to 17. I got to 17 with two dice rolls, so I definitely didn't use the d6.
All right. Okay. What are we going to do here? Man, you guys rolled some shitty initiatives. number one is going to... What is he going to do? Well, obviously, he's going to attack. Okay, so he's going to go for a bite on Harumph. With a 20. Does a 20 hit?
Does not.
Okay, so... And he's going to miss with a tail as well. That. Next thing that's going to happen is...
I really hate to say it right now, but they've kind of got me surrounded, so would he have advantage on his attacks?
Ish, don't worry about that.
All right.
Where's the... 40. Okay. And then we're going to have... Okay. It's going to attack. They're going to try and mow.
Holy shit.
I need everybody to make me a... A wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom save.
Okay. Yeah.
I rolled a 12, but I got a plus 7 to it, so 19.
19. Hey!
And Chitauri?
Chitauri.
I got an 11.
Give me a second. I am seeing if I can make this any better. You said wisdom saving throw?
Yes.
Good old 10.
And what did you get, Corey?
Corey rolled a 12. She's got a plus 3, so it's a 15 for wisdom.
Okay, so Chitauri got a 10. Ranarat got a 11.
That up was 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Chitauri and Ranarat, you are both frightened from this moan. You have disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of the fear is in line of sight, which it is.
Excuse me. I asked if they were spooky and were charming or frightening, and you said
well,
no.
Well, you couldn't see. The creature can't willingly move closer to the source of its fear.
Good news, everyone.
As it lets out this moan, lack of a better word, some sort of bone-chilling moan.
A bellow.
Yeah.
A call. Yes, all of those.
And you are frightened till the end of the cloaker's next turn. Nice, nice.
Cloakers.
Bringing us to Harumph. Harumph, you are surrounded by three creatures. What are you going to do?
Well, I think I'm going to pull out my spirit guardians because there's a lot of these fucking critters.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to cast spirit guardians.
All right.
Getting to the spell. What level is that? Spirit guardians is level 3. Yes. So the bright light of this thing pops up, and it is the ramp again. The ramp of doom for creatures of evil.
Round your distance 50 feet for the duration. Your good or neutral is at MFA. Your evil that appear whatever. And if it's halved in the area, must make wisdom saving throw, 3d8 radiant, or necrotic. Okay.
Is it dark in here?
Yes.
It's dark,
isn't it? It is dark in here. It is, there's okay, no light.
I guess like a cantrip. I
thought Chitauri had lights up.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, when we entered in, I said I was firing up dancing lights.
Yeah, well, there's lights around Chitauri, but there's no lights in light. You know, it's dark.
There's some weird freaking shadows.
All right, so you're going
to... I'm going to cantrip up light as well.
Hmm?
Just onto my hammer.
Okay.
So 10-foot cube of bright light, and then 20-foot dim light. But now I should be able to see at least how many of these pricks there are. There's more hidden on the roof or something.
There are 3.
Fantastic. Well, that's the end of my turn. So now I'm just waiting for their turns for them to get smacked by my spirit guardians.
All right. That's that. Bringing us to Corey.
Hi, everybody. I am way the fuck back here.
Way the fuck back here.
I'm hearing, like, a whole bunch of screaming. I'm hearing some, like, flapping, fluttering. I hear the fucking moan.
Bone-chilling moans.
Yeah, and I'm like, the actual fuck are they doing? We were only supposed to be coming in here to take a look, not actual... Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Right?
All right, here I come again. And I will move my way up.
This is your fault. You told me that cloaks couldn't hurt me. So
I said that it felt like we may have fought something like this before, and we also got our ass handed to us by the frying pan.
You said it looked like a this did not look like a frying pan.
No, right? And there was way more of them. Yeah,
there's way more of them.
Way more of them. So I'm a pop up. Can I see the 3 just down here at the end of the hall?
Do you have lights?
Making their way?
Yeah, I suppose you could. Chitauri has dancing lights around her. So I guess you could see through the darkness. Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't currently see anybody within that group, I'm going to try and, like, ice knife this guy.
Ice knife. That is a level 1 spell, isn't it?
It is.
All right.
Wait, hold on. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I want Ice Knife, because Ice Knife is the one that does, like, area damage.
Right.
Even if it misses.
Okay. Roll me a d20.
It hits one creature, does damage, and then it explodes and does damage to everything in the area.
Yeah.
Right? Ooh, d20! I thought it was a 19. Sorry, it's a 16.
16? Okay. Roll me...
16.
Roll me a d100.
Oh no. I'm around the corner.
Yep. And far from the saving graces of what this positive effect is going to be.
You say that like that saves you.
Right?
Fire goes around corners. I like this. A 55.
Okay. 55.
We can survive. 55.
For the next minute, you have double vision. You have disadvantage on range attacks, including spell attacks, and perception checks involving sight. Roll the hit for that ice knife, my friend.
When you said double vision, I was like, I can see like 2 directions at the same time?
No.
It's not good. Okay.
Yeah, toad's the same thing.
Knife. That's right. Now I have double vision.
All right, for 1 minute.
For 1 minute.
All right, roll the hit.
Oh, that's not going to be good. Hey, they're both the exact same number. That's fantastic.
You're right.
Dave, what are the chances of that?
Pretty good. Are they both a one?
No, they were both a five.
Okay.
But to hit, it's a plus eight. So that's like a 13 to hit.
13. All right. Ice Knife. Let's find out what happened. What does Ice Knife do?
The knife it of explodes. The ice.
Yeah. Ice Knife, D&D, 5e. You create a shard of ice and fling it at one creature within range. Make a ranged spell attack against the target. On a hit, the target takes 1d10 piercing damage, hit or miss. The shard then explode. The target and each creature within 5 feet of it must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or take 2d6 cold damage. Ranarat, I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you are within five of it. But so are the other ones as well. Right. So did I miss it?
Yes.
With a 15?
I got a 16.
What is your spell save DC? Corey?
Mine?
Nope, Corey's.
Corey's spell save DC is a 16.
What did you roll?
Oof. You beat.
15.
I got a mine is a 16.
Oh, okay. 16?
Meter beat.
All right, meter beat. All right. Okay, so you don't take the 2d6 cold damage. All right. Yeah. Roll your damage.
It was a 6 and a 5, so 11 damage.
11 damage, okay. Bringing us to... back to Shatari. Top of the round. Shatari, you are frightened. Your only option is to continue down the hallway.
I argue that that's not my only option, is only to continue down
the hallway. Okay, that is true. The frightened creature can't willingly move closer to the source of its fear.
Great. I can sing a song about it, though, right?
Which one screamed? Was it the one in the hallway or was it the one in the cave with me?
The one in the hallway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I sing a song? Ooh. Can I sing a song about counter charms?
Counter charm.
I like the extra effect.
Counter spell?
That's okay, so this isn't a charm, though. This is... you're frightened.
As an action, I can do a performance that lasts until the end of my next turn. While it lasts, any friend in earshot and 30 feet has advantages on saves of being frightened or charmed. I can stick right where I'm at, but if Screechy Boy screeches again, at least we get advantage.
All right.
Stupid Screechy Boys.
I will go with that.
Great.
Okay, so you're going to sing a song. Ranarat, you are also frightened. The source of your fear is right in front of you.
I'm going to twin a spell and hit both of these guys.
Which guys? All right.
Both of these guys.
You will be rolling at disadvantage.
It is what it is.
Yep.
Well, my first one is...
kick his ass, Seabass.
7 plus 6 is a 13 for the top guy. And that is a 4 and an 8. So 4 plus 6 is a 10.
Okay. Your shots just fly off into the darkness. Perhaps your quivering, shaking body causing it to miss. Mm-mm. Bringing us to...
I don't want to say that I'm disappointed, but...
Right. Harumph. These three cloakers surrounding you, they all seem to move in unison to try to... Oh, first they got to make a saving throw, right?
Correct.
What is first that? Wisdom?
Wisdom is a wisdom.
Is a wisdom. Okay. What is their wisdom? 17?
Yeah, that'll succeed. So okay. It'll be half.
Half damage?
It's just the one?
Yeah.
What is that? 3d8? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, 3d8.
All right.
One, two, and where's my third one? Where are you? I've got a d8 in there somewhere. Fuck, did you go? There you are. All right, 3d8. I rolled a 5, a 6, and a 5. So 16, so 8 radiant damage to that one. 8
radiant damage. Okay.
8 radiant damage.
And the other ones seem to disappear.
Shit, they're invisible? Fuck.
I don't know. Anyways, it's going to go for an attack. Oh, you have bright light. And sorry, misses guys. With the bite. And misses with the tail.
So now we know it's not a mister, it's a misses.
Misses. And this one's going to attack misses with the bite. And ooh, hits with the tail. With a, well, okay. 25 hits?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing 10 points of piercing damage.
Dave.
Yeah.
Just a question. Is that the one that's within my blue here for my Spirit Guardian?
Possibly.
If it's that one, then it would still be making a wisdom save as well.
All right.
Are you doing a wisdom save?
Oh, well, okay. Oh, well. Sure. It probably doesn't pass your wisdom save, but it doesn't seem to have any effect. Oh, sorry. 10 points to 10 points to Ranarat. Piercing damage as its tail pierces into you.
I'll take my 10 points of damage.
You will. Harumph. One cloaker, or whatever it is, in front of you.
Harry? You're muted or something there, Raph.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I rolled a... I'm going to firebolt it in the face.
Okay.
I rolled a 15.
Okay.
I have plus up. So a 22 to hit.
22 is a hit.
Shit.
Okay. He's going to take 2d10 damage. 2d10. Come here, 2d10s. That's one. Avekbu. All right. So that's 4 and 7, so 13. Or sorry, 11.
11.
11. 11 fire damage plus my... what's it called?
Charisma? I don't know.
Yeah, no, wisdom.
Okay.
So plus 4. So okay. 15 fire damage.
15 fire damage. All right.
Oui.
Slams into this cloaker.
Oui.
Oui. Okay. Excellent. Corey.
That's a me.
That's a you.
She has the Dis of the Vantages.
Right. Double vision for 1 minute.
But I will firebolt and just kind of like, I'm a go for that guy.
Yep. All right.
Like the lead guy right there. So disadvantage. So I have to roll two of them.
Yep.
Take the lowest one. for those of you who are following that are not nearly as skilled as we are in terms of the dungeoning and the dragonings. Well, that's quite the spread. Top side, which we know, obviously, I can't use, was an 18.
Well, that would have been good.
Right?
Yeah.
Bottom side, there was a 15. Plus 8 to hit, so that's like 20 and change.
20 and change. Okay. 20 and change. Your firebolt slams into one of these creatures. And in a burst of flame, as your bolt hits it, it disappears.
Oh, shit. Okay. Like no damage or anything that I have to try and do to it? Just as soon as it hits, it just goes...
Yeah.
Does it go, like, invisible? Or does it, like...
It just ceases to exist.
All right. Well, just hold on a fucking second now. That seems a little bit weird. And I'll yell down the hallway, and I'm like... I'm not entirely sure these fucking things are real.
All right.
Ralph, try grabbing one of them with your bare hands. See if you can hold on to it.
Shatari, it is your turn. You are no longer frightened. What would you like to do? Top of the round again.
I feel like it might be in our best interest is if I, like, maintain my song, but also we're getting, like, a little fucked up. Do these things have feathers?
They have none of the featheriness. Very leathery.
You foul leathered monstrosities.
Right.
Vicious
mockery. Okay.
It's going to be directed at one in particular, though. So I'm gonna aim it at this one right here.
All
right. It's closest to me and Rat.
Vicious mockery. What do they got to roll?
Wisdom saving throw.
Obviously a save, right?
Yeah. So wisdom saving throw, beat a 14, or take ba 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 ba. What level are we?
8.
A couple d4s worth of damage.
2d4. Roll me 2d4 damage.
Six damage.
Wow, that's actually impressive.
Six damage and disadvantage on your next attack roll.
Disadvantage on my next attack roll. Okay. Good round. Ranarat, you are no longer frightened. What's going on?
I should probably fuck some shit up. A plan.
I mean, all you have to do is touch them and then they just, like, disappear. I don't know what that means, though.
Yeah, I am going to. Who do I want to fuck up here? Oh, I'll go with the Tweedledee.
All right.
And Tweedledum.
So another sorcery point. That's like your third one.
Ooh, so that is 18 and 15.
Right. Yeah, roll me some damage.
First one, we're going to be 9 and 7 is 16 damage for top guy. And then 1 and an 8 and 9 damage for the bottom guy.
Your firebolt flies into the both of these cloakers. And as it hits the top guy, you see in the burst of flames as your bolt expands, that one also disappears.
Okay, motherfuckers.
motherfuckers. All right. Bringing us to, all right, that guy. And he is going to do an attacking.
And attacking.
And he misses with the bite. Ooh. And misses with the tail.
Shit.
Fucker. The other one, though, he is going to attack Renneret. Because he was dangerous. Dangerous. Does a 14 hit?
I don't believe so, actually. Negative. Negative.
Oh, that's good. And going with the tail and missing on the tail. Harumph. Oh, sorry. The other guy's got to fucking roll his whatever. He fails on his Spirit Guardians. What does Spirit Guardians do to him before we...
Spirit Guardian is Wisdom 15, 3d8 damage, or full, half or saved.
Oh, did Raph have to leave?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah, he dropped that just in the chat.
Okay. Because Raph...
Do we want to attack pause?
Yeah, we're going to have to attack pause. Okay. I just totally forgot that Raph had to leave and nobody mentioned it.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, he does suck.
What a suck.
What a suck. Okay, so we're going
to
leave it.
Kat, feel free to chime in and also agree with Raph sucking.
Yeah, Raph sucks.
Yeah.
I know Raph had to leave. See. That's unfortunate. I know we said we're going to make it a short one, and this is the way it is. Yeah. So we will roll that damage next week to find out what's going to go on with the monster. But hey, at least we had some stuff and we left Raph with a horrible visage. I'm gonna see if I can keep, can I? That's gonna be whatever. I'm gonna keep that look forever. All right.
There's only two left.
Yes, it seems that once that we know of. Some of them just kind of disappear after you hit them, strangely enough.
That's fucking sus.
That is sus, right? But yeah, we'll leave it at that. You guys have a good rest of the week, and we'll find out what happens when we all get back together, when we're all in the same spot. And
only no longer... slightly concerned about the do no harm thing.
Yeah.
What are you babbling about?
Chase brought up a very, very, very good point.
Well, we did no harm until they harmed us.
Yeah, but, well, we'll see how that goes.
Do no harm, lest ye be harmed. They harmed us, and then we fucking harmed them back. I feel, I don't know.
I feel like Ranarat's motto is, don't start none. Won't get none.
Right, but can you fault the spider for biting its prey?
Yes, 100%. It should know better. Okay. Does it not know how to read?
Yeah.
Harm not, lest ye be harmed. So really, they harmed us. They got harmed back.
Well,
yeah. Full circle. It's karma.
I don't know if that was the idea behind the sign.
It's difficult to tell tone with something that's only written down.
Yeah, it is difficult to tell tone. It is. But Chase like, did bring up like a very good point.
It's like we got it as a text. It's like we got it as a text. I don't know. Was there a missing emoji in that? I don't know. Mm. I don't know.
I guess you'll have to wait and find out what happens. could be good. Could be gad. I don't know.
Could be good. Could be God.
Right. All right. I'm going to let you guys go. And...
Side note, can I ask a question, though? Matt, are you just drinking straight cranberry juice?
No, it's cran grape juice. One of the tastiest beverages out there.
Infection? Why are you doing that to yourself?
Well, I had to drink cranberry juice with every meal for like a fucking month straight when I was in Kingston.
Oh, how come?
Oh, that's all they had. Like, cranberry juice, fucking grapefruit juice, or orange juice. I mean, that is...
Wild premise, Dave. Water.
That was too far away.
It was cran grape is delicious and tasty.
Right.
And no, it is not required for bladder infection. My bladder is fine.
I didn't have cran grape.
This was more for my mouth.
I was making cran orange.
This is more for my mouth.
Yeah.
Nah, cran grape, so good.
All right, you kids have
ocean spray,
you kids have a good week, and hopefully we can catch up with Raph next time and see what happens.
Back.
Have a good week, everybody.
All right. Yes. Be good, all.
Yay.